This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. While Republicans were holding their convention in New York yesterday, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry made a campaign appearance in Nashville. In a speech to the American Legion, Kerry detailed what he said was a long list of failures the Bush administration had made in Iraq. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
While it's traditional for a candidate to take time off while the other party is holding its nominating convention, there's also a long-standing expectation that all presidential candidates speak at the convention of the nation's largest veterans group. Kerry could hardly afford to stay away. He staked much of his campaign on his record as a decorated Vietnam vet, but has been put on the defensive in recent weeks by attacks on his military record. Polls show he's lost support among veterans. Yesterday, he reminded Legionnaires of his work in Congress protecting their interests, fighting for funding for VA hospitals and increased health benefits for veterans. And he took a swipe at President Bush.
The job will be done when the VA secretary doesn't have to complain publicly that he needs $1.2 billion more because he was turned down by a White House that spent the money on tax cuts for those at the top instead. I believe veterans come first.
Senator Kerry received his biggest applause when he talked about veterans' benefits and fixing what he said was a flawed prescription drug plan for Medicare recipients. But he also said he disagreed with President Bush on his comments earlier this week that the war on terrorism is not winnable, comments the president later contradicted. Kerry had this to say.
In the end, the terrorists will lose and we will win because the future does not belong to fear. It belongs to freedom.
But the focus of Senator Kerry's remarks yesterday centered on Iraq. Kerry ticked off a litany of what he said President Bush had done wrong, from not giving UN inspectors more time before going to war to not adequately training the new Iraqi police force. Kerry said the president's biggest mistake was failing to plan for the post-war period.
If there's one thing I learned from my service, which was a difficult time, as we all know, I would never have gone to war without a plan to win the peace. That, I think, is critical.
Senator Kerry said the Bush administration was wrong not to adequately secure Iraq's nuclear waste and ammunition sites, that it was wrong to disband the country's military, and that it was wrong not to seal Iraq's borders.
As a result, today terrorists have secured havens in Iraq that were not there before. And we have been forced to reach accommodation with those who have repeatedly attacked our troops. Violence has spread in Iraq. Iran has expanded its influence, and extremism has gained momentum.
President Bush spoke here at the American Legion convention to a standing room only crowd on Tuesday. Yesterday, Senator Kerry had a smaller audience, but one which still gave him a standing ovation and a polite reception. Tony Rabia from New Hampshire was one of the many Bush supporters who listened to Kerry's speech at the Veterans Gathering at Nashville's Opryland Convention Center. Afterwards, in the spacious and fountain-rich atrium, he said he thought President Bush had planned for the peace in Iraq as much as possible.
And right now, it's going to be up to the people over there to do their own elections and to run their own country, but it doesn't seem that they want to do that. For some reason, sooner or later, they might end up going back to a dictator again, and it's too bad they have to do that.
Senator Kerry will be back out on the campaign trail this evening. Kerry, his running mate John Edwards, and their two spouses will be in Springfield, Ohio for a rally, just an hour after President Bush accepts his party's nomination in New York City. Greg Allen, NPR News, Nashville.